And Cully, I was looking at all the stats on Hockey Hub, right?
Yeah.
There's only one time all year you've not faced at least 30 shots.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that was Nagani.
It was Kingsford, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. But anyways, for this day here, you probably played better even than you did yesterday. Tell me how you felt today in a battle with their goalie.
Yeah, I mean, just seeing a lot of shots, just trying to do what I can, keep pushing, just try to see the puck, just like I said yesterday. Just do what I can to keep the puck out of the net, and I mean, it worked well, so.
All right, you were able to do something better today as you were able to keep your rebounds. When you did give up rebounds, they went sideways rather than back in front between the circles.
Yeah, I mean, I was just trying to watch it in better, watch it out, just control it the best I can.
Do you like a game like this where you're, you know, their goalie is standing on his head and you're keeping it tied or 1-0?
I mean, yeah, definitely like the competition, like to try to push myself, do better than him, and yeah.
You didn't look as tired today.
I mean, I was, but
okay.
Just got to push through it. I mean, it's a long game. We got a short bench, so just got to push through it.
Yeah, and playing an extra 8 minutes of overtime didn't help, right?
Yeah, no, not at all.
But how do you feel about the way the team performed this weekend, Cully?
I think they did good. I mean, we came in. Nobody really thought we were going to win any games here, but we came out 2-0 on the weekend, so it feels good.
All right, give your shout-outs.
Same as yesterday, the boys, my parents, my little sister, and my girlfriend, Katie.
All right, congratulations.
Thanks, Jack.
You might get two kisses from Katie because you mentioned her on the radio twice.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. I don't want to know about it, though.
All right.
All right, thank you, Jack. Good job, bud. All right.